Thanks so much for tuning in to another edition of the Bloody Legends with Jai, that Aussie metal guy, and Jim Taylor. Make sure you're a bloody legend and hit that like and subscribe so you can keep up to date with all the great content from these bloody legends. G'day, how are you all going? It's time for another edition of the Bloody Legends with myself, Jai, that Aussie metal guy, my awesome co-host, Jim, all the way over there in the US. And today, tonight, wherever you are in the world, it's a great pleasure that we're having a chat with multi-instrumentalist Ed Traeger, all-around good guy. He's got a ton of projects on the go. Last Leg, Take and Take, Eddie Spaghetti and the Selfish Bitches, The Wailing Coast, and Take and Take are due to drop the debut album, Disillusion, tomorrow. So thank you very much for joining me, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure, man. I know it's a busy, busy time. We've got a lot to talk about. But first off, man, tell me a little bit about where your love of music began and kind of how this journey all started for you way back when.
Yeah. I mean, I guess my family has always kind of had musicians in it. Grew up, I started taking drum lessons when I was like 10, even though I wanted to take them starting at like 8. But my mom was like, you got to play like piano first. I don't think she wanted to deal with drums. An 8-year-old playing drums is like a terrible thing for a parent from some perspectives. But yeah, once I got going on drums, like my mom was a pianist. My brother plays guitar. You know, my dad played guitar a little bit. And so, and then like all my cousins played instruments and my aunts and uncles all played some sort of instrument too. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Just keep them there, yeah.
Indeed. Where's home for you, boss?
I'm in Los Angeles, yeah. Like Pasadena area, Los Angeles, yeah.
Very cool.
So what was that like there, Ed, growing up and having all those different meldings and influences? Because I can definitely tell that in all these different projects you have going on. But for the listeners, tell us a little bit what that was like for you, having all these different kind of influences coming into your younger life learning music, but then also creating your own path as well and finding heavy metal and kind of the alternative side of things.
Yeah, so like when I was younger, it was really a lot of like classical stuff, like very classical focused, and then like the Beatles, and then like the Beatles and like Rolling Stones and all that stuff. And then by the time like in high school, I didn't like, that's when I discovered metal. Like I just like went from like, I don't know, it was like the Beatles to Weezer to Offspring to Metallica to all metal. You know,
Great transition. I love it.
Yeah. System of a Down was in there too, like right at the beginning. And then by the time I got to college, I was like exploring a lot of different stuff. From like, you know, I played some jazz and like I did some, like I took some sitar and like tabla lessons and you know, just tried all kinds of stuff. And I just kind of like
awesome. All
of it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, sweet. But like, yeah, really lucky to have like, as a younger person, to have like pretty high quality lessons and like pretty high quality instructors. There's like a conservatory of music in the town in Pasadena that has like, you know, really great instructors. So I was lucky to go there. Yeah. I think my first percussion teacher was like in the LA Phil or something, or like a sub for the LA Phil or something. He was really good. He was awesome. Yeah.
That's awesome. So your background was a little more symphony / jazz rather than like heavy music.
Yeah. Like in the beginning for sure. Like I liked heavy music, like, but all of my lessons were like classically focused. Even through college, I did percussion performance in college. And that was all like playing for the orchestra and stuff. So, yeah. And then the guitar side of things and the singing side of things, I just kind of like figured out myself because my brother had a guitar. So I would always like play his guitar and stuff. Yeah.
So coming out of that, tell us a little bit about kind of where you kind of progressed from there, like metal wise. What bands did you get into? Tell us a little bit about your first metal band you kind of went from into there, dude, into because you have had quite a career in here, man. So I'm pretty keen to know a little bit more about it as well.
Yeah, the like in terms of what I played, you mean? Yeah, the first, let's see, the first proper metal band I was in was it was in college. And like I was in like a rock band in high school, but it wasn't quite metal. Like we liked metal, but we just didn't play it, you know, yet. And then the first, it was like a metalcore band. I was in a metalcore band with Alex Alareza, who is the current longest standing member of Necrogoblicon, which I joined after, right? Yeah. So we were in a band beforehand, and we had recorded, this is the sad tale of early bands. We'd recorded this whole demo, and then like the guy who was recording it, like his laptop got stolen or something, and there were no copies, and that was the end.
There you
So
go.
like someone stole our demo and it's stolen and then no one ever heard it. I don't know what it sounds like. I can't remember any of the music. That's how that went. And I played in like and then I got joined asked to join like Necrogoblicon in 2009. That was like the second one that I'd ever been in. So
That's where I knew
and
you
they're
from as well.
fantastic.
And that's where I know you're from as well. Shauna sent this over at first, and I was a little bit like, who's Eddie Traeger? And then I had a look, and I'm like, that's who the fucking hell he is, dude. And then I checked out
Necrogoblicon's
everything
great, dude.
else that you've done since then. You've been certainly so busy. I don't know where to start. Probably with Take and Take, man. Tell us a little bit about that project, considering the debut album, Disillusion, is out tomorrow. You've got a couple of singles already off it, The Sticky and What Won't Last as well. So tell us all about this project and the debut album for you.
Yeah, so Take and Take is kind of like that's like my baby, right? This is the project that I've spent years on. I mean, I wrote the first bits of music for this thing back in 2016, you know. And then I wrote a lot of it on MIDI, just like in my computer, like on Logic. And I couldn't even play the guitar parts until 2020. Like I didn't know how to play them, or I hadn't tried hard enough, or I hadn't practiced enough. I couldn't play them. And then in 2020 lockdown, I finally started, you know, pandemic times. I had like a month of doing nothing. It's like, well, I'm going to try and record this demo. I actually recorded the demos back then. And then finally, after all these years, now we are getting the first album from Take and Take. So it's been a long time coming, and I'm very it was sort of a insane effort. I've never worked on anything as hard as this, because like I mean recording drums with Necro was like hard enough, right? I practiced for like years for those albums, and for
No
this one
doubt.
I did everything. So just took a while. Took a while. Whereas like the project Eddie Spaghetti and the Selfish Bitches, I literally try to do as little as possible. Like the first take, if it sounds basically right, that's the take. Like that's how that project goes. You know? And like I have another album of that stuff coming out that I recorded. So I did for Take and Take this album, I did drums in the span of like 2 weeks or like 10 days to record all the drums. And then on the very last day, I had like time and I recorded like, I think it's like 35 Eddie Spaghetti tracks of drums. Just like one after the other, as fast as I could possibly do it. And whatever happened, happened. And that's how it is. I can
That's
only fix as
incredible, dude.
many things.
That's so
It's,
cool.
yeah, I mean, well, you know, there's certain kinds of music, it kind of like lends itself to that. Right? Like Take and Take, absolutely not. Everything is like precise. And even the stuff where there's improvisation, it has to be like sit right, you know, it has to sit right. But with Eddie Spaghetti stuff, it's just like, okay, you just do something and then that's fine. Like And even the first album with Eddie Spaghetti, half of that album, which is almost 20 tracks, is half, there's 35 tracks on the album. Like, I did half of that in an afternoon. I just sat there and like picked a tempo and wrote a riff and then moved on. And picked a tempo and wrote a riff. That was it. That's as much thought. And then later on, the girls wrote those lyrics, and that was that. So,
Ed, you're like Devin Townsend, man. I love it.
hey, I will take that comparison. That's awesome. Devin
No,
Townsend.
seriously.
Devin
I
Townsend
was
rules.
listening. Dude, like you just have visions for each project and you just go. And that's what's beautiful, man.
Yeah, I mean, so sometimes, yeah, things just they just need to be the certain way. Like Eddie Spaghetti and the Selfish Bitches is a very dumb project, and it should be done, it should be done in a dumb way. And the dumbest way I can think of is doing things as little as possible, and
Just
just
do
make
it,
it
man.
happen.
It
Yeah,
is.
just do it. Just do it.
Whereas the Take album, this Disillusion album, you can hear from the tracks you've released. I'm looking forward to hearing the whole album. As you said, it's been something you've been working on since 2016. You've done all the instruments. You've inherently put a lot of yourself into this album as well. It must be great to finally get it out, but it was probably also a really cathartic experience making the album, then finally being able to release it now.
Oh yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. You're 100% correct. Like, I mean, and I've had a lot of life experience over the course of this album, as well as it being like a cathartic expression of like stuff in my head that I just like have to get out, so yeah, you're right. It is that.
And then doing
Beautiful.
everything yourself as well. Did you have anyone like pulling you back and going, Eddie, that's good as it is? Or because sometimes we overthink things. It's human nature. You can't help but be overly critical on yourself. Did you reach a point sometimes where
Right.
you had to go, okay, then that's enough. I can't spend any more time with it. Or you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I tried, I didn't sh really show people the music until like I lived in China for a while, and that's where I was in the lockdown. And like the band I was there, like, are my good buddies still. And they were kind of like the first ones I showed that demo, right? And one of the guys, he's the drummer in the Wailing Coast, was who's the other band I played with over there. I mean, he was just like, "Man, this stuff's awesome. You should do this." It was basically the feedback I got. And so I was like, "Okay, wow, I guess I should do it. Like, I guess I should try and actually do it."
Why
You
not?
know?
Just go, man.
Yeah. Yeah, and then like, I'd never played guitar or sang in a band until this, really. Except for his band, because he was the drummer, and they asked me to play guitar, and I was like, because I was just, I just hung out with them at the bar where we all hung out. And I was like, "Oh, I don't think I can play like what your old guitarist played." And they're like, "I don't think, I was like, "I don't think I could do this." And they're like, "No, you can just like do your style of stuff." I was like, "Oh, okay." And that gave me like a lot of confidence actually to like finish the Take and Take stuff, which wasn't
And
even
that's
called Take
cool.
and Take yet. Yeah.
Where'd you come up with that name? It's so unique.
Yeah, so I made a list of like a bunch of ideas. And that was just one that kind of stuck out because the themes of like at least this record are a lot of like selfishness is part of it, and like like the inner world versus the outer world, right? Like your inner thoughts versus your outer actions is kind of thing, and like it's kind of a play on like give and take. There's not much more to it than that, but I just felt like it was something that was like somewhat catchy. It also reminds me of like D&D TNT because I'm a nerd and I like D&D.
Love it.
Okay, like this could be like abbreviated like in a decent way. And the other name I had was like that was like in the finals was like it just like sounded more typical, and I feel like this I didn't want it to be like lumped in as much with like regular melodic death metal. I don't even know if like that makes sense at
Right.
all, but I
Yeah,
just felt like
no.
Take and Take was more unique and more me, so I don't know.
But that's cool, your thought process. It, not to get highfalutin here or whatever, but
Sure.
it's almost like you created Socratic method metal. The id
Ooh,
versus
wow.
the id versus the ego, you know what I mean?
Whoa, that's cool. I love that. I'm
It's
a
very cool.
that's pretty awesome. My day job is as a teacher, so I feel that. I feel that hard. That's good. Yeah, I mean, it just like with names and stuff, that I don't know, it's hard. Like they just pop
It
up,
is
right?
hard.
Like
Yeah.
they just either pop up. It's hard to like create something. So like I had this list going for a while, and once that one popped up, it was like, oh, that seems to be the one. I think
No, it's
that's it.
awesome.
We're going with that.
That's it. And
So,
you
no, go
guys
ahead,
are
buddy. I'm sorry.
no.
No, Jai.
I was just going to say, for all the people there listening at the moment, you can jump over. Obviously, it's on all the streaming platforms. But if you're a bloody legend, jump over to the Bandcamp and buy the
Yes.
album as well. Is there merch up on there yet? Yeah, we got merch up on there as well. Also, do you have a website at all there, Eddie, for people can,
Yeah,
or is
the
that?
website is takeandtake.rocks
Yep.
because that's what we do.
That's what we do as well. Now go,
Love it.
Jim. That's
That's what
all
we
I just
do.
want. I just wanted to plug in a link there.
No, I had a horrible joke. I was it was gonna say I was like, man, I love Take That.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Oh,
that's not Robbie Williams. I'm sorry.
yeah. I was gonna say, in our
That's
age, they're
what
all
Take
terrible
That
dad
is.
jokes, man. That's fine.
I would like to hear an awesome Genty metallic cover of Want You Back for Good. I think that would be awesome. But you're not Take That. You're Take and Take, and God bless you for
And
it.
I do want to mention your other projects as well, the Wailing Coast, which you did touch on. Tell us a
Correct.
little bit about kind of that band, because I was actually just rocking out to the Dead on Holiday EP literally before we jumped into this as well.
Hell
So.
yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, I love the Wailing Coast, man. Those guys are the best. I love those guys. They really just like right in the middle of the pandemic, they were who I needed to like just like play some music with, have a little rock, write a couple songs, and just like have a good time and like get back into music, because I had written like I hadn't performed. The first time I performed with Wailing Coast was like 2022. I mean, it was only in the band for like 6 or 8 months or something. It wasn't that long. But like
Right
I
on.
hadn't performed live and since 2016
Oh, wow.
with any band, And so
Just
they
simply
like,
recording?
yeah, and I hadn't even
Yeah.
recorded anything I except for the Take and Take demo, really. Like I hadn't it was like a big gap. I got like really disillusioned with the music industry, like, and my exit from that goblin band, so, and I just like wasn't feeling it at all, but they kind of like brought me back. They're just good dudes. I'm really happy with how that Dead on Holiday EP came out. I think Aaron, the drummer and singer, is like such a great lyricist. I love all his stuff. Oliver holds it down on bass. I got to like go crazy on like just rock guitar, and like songwriting and like doing stuff like that. Just had a great time with those guys. That EP is a favorite. The first track is like one of my favorite songs I've ever written,
It kicks fucking
Love
ass, dude. It kicks ass, man. It was a
it.
lot of fun diving
1,000%, dude.
into these different projects you have going on. But as a songwriter and a musician, it must be fun now not to kind of be locked into one thing, to kind of express yourself musically and creatively through the different projects you have. And as you said, the Wailing Coast kind of give you back a little bit of the love for music that you'd lost as well.
Yeah, definitely. It was just like good times, just like good guys who are lifelong friends. Like those guys went to my, I got married in January in Hong Kong,
Congratulations.
and those guys, thank
Wonderful.
you. Yeah.
Congratulations.
And those guys came down, you know, like those guys came down and went to my wedding, like in Hong Kong. They came because those guys live in Xiamen, where I used to live in China, in mainland China. And they came, made the
Yeah.
trip down. They came and like those guys are great. And their new guitarist, this guy Vlad, is like also a friend from like that time. He's awesome. They're gonna come out with like another record. They're recording it right now. So, and I might mix it. We'll see. We'll see.
Awesome.
Nice,
I don't
dude.
know. I might mix it, but that whatever happens with it, it's gonna be rad. Those guys are cool. Really cool band. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Band, you know, some people forget it's like a family, you know what I mean? You just kind of have to get along, and some bands and some people forget that, you know what I mean? We interviewed Storm the Ground from Australia the other day, and he said the same thing. He said, "It's a family to me, everything we do. You know, we look out for each other as well." I do want to talk about Last Leg, man. That's a killer, killer EP as well. That Trendsetter
Dude.
EP. I love all types
Thank you.
of music, and it was good to jump into some hardcore with that one. Tell us all about that project and the EP.
I really am happy with that EP too. That was just that's just my friend Gary started it. I know Gary from high school. And him and his buddy Drew, who I had never met before, I just met him through the band, but they were friends because they always went to punk shows like for years and years and years, and they saw each other at punk shows, and that's how they know each other, you know. And Gary just wanted to start like a, you know, like a little bit old school, like hardcore project. And he's like, "Well, you should play drums." And I was like, "You know what? I need something that's like it's a little bit of the same vibes as Wailing Coast. Like, it's good guys. We're having a good time. We're having fun. It's music that for me, I can like, it's not like such thinking music, you know. I can put, it's more about like power and vibe, you know, with punk, right? It's all
Right,
about the vibe.
right.
There's something that's, you know, the take and take, it is about the vibes, but I gotta think real hard to play this stuff, you know.
Right.
And tit with Last Leg, you can just like put power and like energy into it, and
It's
that's
like
what's
your
good.
motor, it's your motorhead, dude.
It's all about that, and that's what's good about it, you know. Like that's why I love it.
Yes,
And
sir. Yes,
I was really happy with how the EP came out. I recorded it. I recorded the whole thing. I mixed it. The first thing I mixed that like got released that was actually my mix, you know. So I was pretty happy about that. And we had Tony Lindgren master it. He works at Fascination Street with Jens Bogren, who mastered
Yes.
my Take and Take. So, and Tony rules. He's the absolute best. Those guys are great. They're such pros.
That's
Really
rad.
happy with that. Yeah. And we got to do be a little experimental with it. Like it's hardcore, but it's not strict hardcore. Like
Yeah.
there's that last song that's like a little black metally.
Yes. Beautiful.
So
I spotted that,
yeah.
dude. That was killer,
It
man. Yeah,
is.
dude.
I was really happy with that. And yeah, more to come with that stuff. And those guys are also everyone in t Last Leg is also in this other band called Vile Life. And I'm recording their EP. I've recorded it and I'm currently mixing it. Check them out. Like more, I don't know, like downbeat hardcore, I guess. I don't know. It's like a little more, it's more brutal.
Yeah,
It's
I'm
more
writing it
brutal,
down
but
in
it's
my little
hardcore.
notepad right as
I
we're
was gonna say,
talking
can you
now,
send us
dude.
that?
No, I'll be writing that one down too, dude, for sure, man. Be
He's got
checking
it.
that out. Yeah,
Yeah, they're sick.
it must be fun as a
So.
musician though, Eddie, because I do notice with all these different bands, as you said, there's another drummer that from Australia, Dave Haley, plays in so many amazing bands from Australia, but each project he doesn't, he plays for the project he's in. You know, we know, like you can play 100 miles an hour, but some bands don't need that. And as you were saying, like with The Last Leg, you can. It's more about the vibe and the feel, and you know what I mean? It's not something you smash out every single project you're in. And that's something I really do enjoy about these vehicles you're able to kind of work through. Is that how you kind of feel as well?
I mean, every music calls for certain things, right? And that was like what was sort of like what I learned through playing a lot of classical music was like attention to detail in that way, right? Like everything needs like everything can be played in many different ways, but sometimes it just calls for like a certain style or like take a little extra pause at this moment or like any little things like that that can help sort of bring a vibe. I mean everything, I'm not gonna do like on beat blast beats over Last Leg like ever. I don't think
Exactly.
or like right like So everything calls for something, and I really personally enjoy that about music as well. Like I'm not a guy who's, I can do some technical stuff, I guess, but I'm not like a super technical player compared to a lot of guys, I would say. Like there's guys out there who can play the drums in circles around me, no question. Like they just shred. And I'm just not quite that guy, but I do know like how to create. I feel like I know how to create something that fits. And that's what I go for, right? Like you got to use what you got.
I was gonna say I can I'd say you create atmospheres. The
And
way
so,
you sound, sir.
and speaking of
cool. Sweet.
atmospheres, do I see something about you collaborating with musical artist, a lady named Isaac? Tell us a little bit more about that, because that was in my presser as well. I wanna find out a little bit more.
You should check out a lady named Isaac. Isaac's music is so interesting, and like honestly, Isaac plays keys in Take and Take, and basically when we met, it's so in Eddie Spaghetti and the Selfish Bitches is Maya, who's the singer, and then her cousin is Isaac, and that's how I met. That's how we met. But he does this like emo shoegaze, like chamber music. Like it's like very foreign to me, like in terms of what I create, right? But I really like it, so I'm doing like some drums and like basically whatever's needed, like in a live setting, working with a lady named Isaac, and in future recordings, I'll like bug him about making recordings on it. I'll try to get my little fingers in there on the recordings and stuff. But he, I mean, his playing, the playing for Isaac's playing is just astounding. Like his piano playing, it's amazing, and he creates these total huge like soundscapes and like with orchestrations and then like covered in like tape noise and like grime as well. And it's like very beautiful and like very grimy and like strange and like interesting and weird. So I don't know. I'm into it. I love it.
I will definitely
That's
be
all.
checking some more of that out. I'm loving some of the shoegaze black metal coming out, and it really did catch my attention as well when I seen that. And I'm like, nah, I definitely got to track that down as well. Is there anything else you got on the cards there, Eddie? You got that you want to plug at the moment, mate?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah,
So like
I know.
I'm working on, so that Vile Life was one thing I wanted to plug. The next EP is what I'm mixing. I recorded and I'm mixing it. And
Awesome.
then I have like I have a album of children's music that's going
Fuck
to be
yeah.
coming out.
Oh, interesting. Oh, awesome, dude. I'm a dad.
Yeah, nice. So an album of children's, I put out one song. It's called Bread, exclamation point. It's just under my name, Eddie Traeger. But it's just going to be like some good, clean, happy, like Raffy style kids music, silly songs. We'll see if I have like the ability to mix it. Like I might go to someone to get it mixed. I don't know if I'm able to mix it the way I want to it to be mixed. I think I can, but I'm not sure.
I think that's awesome. I had someone message me probably
Damn.
about 5 years ago, going, you need to get a heap of metalheads to make some children's songs and stuff like
Yeah.
that. So when you just mentioned that, that was like, dude, so fucking cool. Must have been fun to be able to make that. And you got kids, obviously, too, yeah?
Yeah, well, I'm like my day job is just
Teacher.
elementary school teacher, so yeah. So, and when I wrote that stuff, so what I did, that stuff came about right after I finished the Take and Take demo in the pandemic. Still wasn't back in work. I like had recorded all the parts, and I was like, "What do I do? I like still don't have anything to do. I'm not at work yet. I'm just gonna write some kids' music because I was working at preschool at that time. So I just like did that, and so that's an album that's kind of been sitting there, and it's coming eventually. And yeah, anything else? I don't know. I have a project with Gary again from Last Leg, and my friend Brad. We call it Mother Mountain. Eventually, there's going to be like some sort of instrumentally prog coming out of the pipe, where I'm on drums and my friend Brad's on guitar and Gary's on bass. That's kind of further away, but you know, the kids' music, that stuff.
So awesome.
It's super inspiring. I don't know how Jim feels chatting to someone like you. We've met, interviewed a couple of people like you. There is a small handful of people that are just so busy. How do you keep yourself motivated? You got all these different projects. Do you sit down for 5 minutes and go, nah, fuck this, I gotta go do something?
Yeah, well, part of it is like a lot of build up over time where I didn't release music. So now it seems like I've done a lot, but really it was just like a lot of years of sitting with projects building up. You know, that's
Yeah.
part of it. But also like, well, and I went through like, I mean, I went through like this low period, right, for like several years. And now I'm just in a mode where I just want to go and make music. I don't know. That's just the
I
mode
know
I'm in, you
exactly
know.
what you mean. Sometimes you go through a tough point in your life, and when you get through it, you just get this burst of a adrenaline or
No
motivation,
doubt.
kind of say. It's like almost like the bottle of a champagne popping. It's like, I've been down for so long and then coming out the other end. So it's really, really great to see, and I'm excited to see all the rest of these projects come to fruition. The children's album, Vile Life, Last Leg, Take and Take, Disillusion. We've got Eddie Spaghetti and the Selfish Bitches, The Wailing Coast. Look, Eddie Traeger has taken over the bloody world. If you can't hear him anywhere on your radio, I don't know what the hell is wrong with it. Eddie, do you have any last words, shout outs, thank yous, or anything else you'd like to add in there, my friend?
Let's see. Just want to shout out the just the people who've kind of like supported me while doing this Take and Take journey. I'm calling it that just because that's the longest one. It's been like 8 years or whatever. But like, and all the people I've met, I mean, I lived in four different countries and met tons of people, but like just really thankful for those that are still my friends and those that I became friends with, and my family as well. Just very thankful to have. I know I'm lucky in many ways to have like certain these types of people in my life, so
No doubt,
all
brother.
in all. Yeah. Yeah.
That's one absolute pleasure. Everybody grab some of the last leg take and take. Eddie Spaghetti and the Selfish Bitches, the Wailing Coast. Put it in the stereos, crank it up really loud for the neighbors. They are gonna want to hear it. Cheers, Eddie.
Yeah, cheers. There's a Spotify playlist I made called Eddie Traeger Complete. So if you ever want to go to one place,
There you
that's where
go.
Yeah. On it.
And when you
On
can't
it.
get enough, go buy some merch as well, people. Don't forget to support the scene. Cheers.
Yeah, thank you.
Indeed.